wenanomkanga
unomkanga
wenanomkanga
usibiselunomkanga.
With the national elections just over a week away, we compare some of the promises made by the notorious former President Jacob Zuma at the start of his tenure to those recently made by standing President Cyril Ramaphosa. With regards to the bolstering of the economy, former President Zuma had this to say.
The ANC government will therefore transform the structure of the economy through strengthening and expanding the role of the state.
President Ramaphosa's investment drive follows a very similar thought pattern.
We want to mobilize more investments into our economy so that both government and business should increase their level of investment in our economy.
Both presidents appeal to economic reform as a method of job creation, with former President Zuma calling on radical economic transformation as his chosen method.
The ANC manifesto contains our plans for addressing poverty, unemployment, and inequality. We have therefore put radical economic transformation as the central focus of our plans for the next 5 years.
President Ramaphosa, while not calling his method radical economic transformation, also has plans to transform the economy in order to create jobs.
We have a plan to raise 1.3 trillion rand in a new investments over the next 5 years. We will intensify our efforts to restore investor confidence in our country. We will implement reforms in economic sectors that have greatest potential to grow and create jobs.
Promises around fee-free education have also been a common thread. Former President Zuma ensured students that it was the top of his priority list.
We announced a plan for fee-free higher education for students from poor and working class backgrounds. Which will be implemented in a fiscally sustainable manner following the release of Hare Commission of Inquiry into Higher Education.
While President Ramaphosa expanded on Zuma's initial promise.
Through this manifesto, we anticipate a skills revolution in our country by opening up the doors of learning to all, free education for students from poor and working class backgrounds will be expanded this year to cover both first and second year students, and we will be progressively rolled out over the next few years.
Finally, both presidents have promised an orderly process of land reform, which will be guided by the Constitution. Former President Zuma emphasized this point.
This decision must be taken and must be taken democratically. And we must use our majority to correct the wrongs in this country. Within the law, within the Constitution. It's absolutely important. Naturally, government and the governing party should want to ensure, would want to ensure that this is an orderly process. We do not support chaos and illegal land grab. Actions must be informed by the Constitution and the laws of the land.
While President Ramaphosa assured his supporters the very same thing.
In this manifesto, we outline elements of a plan to accelerate land reform, making use of a range of complementary measures. Our approach to land reform is guided by our Constitution and by the need to advance economic development as well as economic agricultural production as well as food security.
Similarities in their comments raise the question, what is different about the new dawn?